Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Tony Hawk, Thumbtacks, and Bothersome Tom. It's on the way right after this.
Hi, Tom. We're the Law Brothers. You know, fellas, let's face it. We're living in the communication age. And we're confronted constantly with so many choices for phone service, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's Sprint, MCI, and of course, AT&T.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, dudes, good news. Nick and I are here to introduce an exciting alternative that provides you with more personal, hands-on service.
Oh.
Yeah, we call it AT&TNA. We feel the name says it all.
I could not agree more, Nick. For example, here's one thing you'll never get from those prudes at AT&T. A listing of every 900 number in the U.S. We call it our Erectory Assistance. And you know that annoying busy signal you get with AT&T?
Yeah.
I think you'll find ours much more pleasant.
If that doesn't say call again, I don't know what does. And fellas, with AT&T and A, you'll never get any static from your phone or your operator. There are no hang-ups with these dolls, who, by the way, Bob, are hot and ready to party.
I like it.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Dudes, when none of your usual numbers are working out, simply request operator assistance. Merely give your date of birth and your credit card number.
Yeah. These dolls will never put you on hold, but for $50, they'll put a hold on you. Or, fellas, save money with our hands-free model and put a hold on yourself.
Been naughty, Bob, and need to tell someone? Hey, simply dial erect on our unique good touch, bad touch tone phone. It's person to person like you've never had it before. You can even try our most popular feature, three-way calling.
Yeah, if you can talk your date into it. Plus, your AT&T and A phone comes equipped with a number block feature to prevent those unwanted calls. For an extra $20, we'll pre-program it to block out the IRS, your bank, and up to 4XY.
Fellas, these days everybody's got a speakerphone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, dudes, with our company, for only $1,500, you won't just get an earful, you'll get an eyeful.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's our new video peekerphone. That comes complete with our innovative 10-number mammary speed dial. So, if she won't show them to you on the date, just wait till she's getting ready for bed and give her a surprise call.
Exactly. Oh, sure, she'll hang up right away. That's why your phone comes equipped with instant replay and our popular freeze frame feature so you can relive your conversation over and over again.
Love Brothers speakerphone violates several federal regulations and may result in prosecution. Now available at Incredible Buy Busters. Mention this ad and receive a $10 rebate.
Dudes, as you're probably aware, AT&T offers Star 69. Mm-hmm. That's that automatic callback.
Sure.
Boring! Yeah, at AT&T and A, with our Star 69, you'll get an automatic call girl.
On
Innovative, Tom? We think so. And at AT&T and A, we even have a division to compete with Sprint. Yep, it's a long-distance service that's staffed totally with no-nonsense women.
Oh.
We call it Sprunt.
It just makes good sense, fellas. You know, with Sprint, they brag the service is so good you'll hear a pin drop, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, with Sprunt, our service is so good you'll hear a pair of panties drop. No charge.
Finally, fellas, at AT&T and A, we're not going to pester you with constant solicitation calls while you're eating dinner or simply trying to unwind.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're going to send over our lovely customer service specialist, Clarice, and she'll personally go down.
Turn the page, sonny.
Oh, yeah. Go down our long list of features. So anyway, dudes, that's Nick and Sonny's AT&T and A. Oh, sure, AT&T says reach out and touch someone. Well, with AT&T and A, for $100, we guarantee somebody will reach out and touch you back.
That's right. And why are we your link to better and wetter communications? One reason, because we're the Love Brothers.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hey, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
Sorry.
Blatant hostility and name-calling. That's what we do. There's Christy Lee at the news desk.
Hey.
Yeah. There's Pat Godwin in the performance room.
Hey, chick.
There's Josh Arnold in the sidekick chair.
Hiya, pinhead.
Hey, what? Doofus.
Yeah.
There's Ace Cosby, my man.
My dirty.
At the track phone hotline hot phone. There's Willie Griswold. In the fashionable shirt. What'd you say, Willie?
I said I'm going to call somebody a dude. Stop waving at me.
Well, you were talking and your mic was off.
It's okay.
Just trying to help.
He's going to start using doofus. I'm Chick McGee at the orangeinsoles.com sports desk, and here's Tom.
Chick McGee, of course, lead singer and the man behind the band Bag O' Dicks.
Bucket O' Dicks.
Yeah, right, right. It was
a Bag O' Dicks.
What did you say?
It was Bucket.
Oh, Bucket.
No. Bag O' Dicks is a cover band.
Oh.
Bucket O' Dicks.
I thought she
band
said.
Band that I made up yesterday.
I could have sworn she said Bucket.
There we go. We have to move forward here. With sports, and then we got to do this really cool story about what's happening in the sky.
What are we doing that now? Or
shut
are we
up!
Doing sports.
Many Jesus. Have wondered how it was that pro skateboarder Tony Hawk, I think, who's 53, ended up as a presenter on the Oscars a week ago Sunday. It's because he has a new movie coming out. It's a documentary, of course, called Tony Hawk: Until the Wheels Fall Off.
Oh.
It's all about his life. It's directed by Sam Jones and is being released. Today, is that my favorite Sam Jones who does that interview show on Act?
Maybe.
You may not be able to catch air on a skateboard, but you can catch the movie. HBO and HBO Max, they're streaming it. So there you go.
Oceanside, California boy.
Spike Jones? Sam Jones? I think he's a photographer, and he did a doc on Wilco, I think. And guess what time it is, Tom?
Mm-hmm. Stupid World Record.
I don't know how it's possible, but every single day you set a new world record with stupidity in this.
Yeah, this one's really dumb. I hesitate. I don't know why.
David Rush has reclaimed the Guinness World Record for...
Yeah?
Josh?
Yeah.
The most thumbtacks inserted into a corkboard in 1 minute.
So I watched this.
Are they flathead ones or the ones with the little handles on them?
This is important.
During an appearance, David took on the title after his previous record, 133. He broke that by a run of 140.
Ah.
He's on the Tamron Hall show.
And an adjudicator on site for the live taping.
Yeah, their religion has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, call names.
Yeah, the word word adjudicator, kind of like the word potentate. They're both kind of funny, just on their own. Well, the adjudicator is also the potentate of the Bucket O' Dicks.
The previous record was 133, then he broke it with 140, and now he's stuck a total of 180 into a corkboard.
Somebody else must have beat 140.
I guess.
Yeah. The point here's 180 is the record. He's got two corkboards on top of a table.
Yeah.
And Christy, your question is a good one.
I think thumbtacks are thumbtacks and
pushpins.
The other ones are pushpins.
Yeah.
They're pushpins.
That's a totally different
record. Yeah. It's totally. So they're easy to. And then he just sort of picks them up two at a time and moves
them. That's like a light bright on steroids. You just go.
Yeah. It is. I mean, it is utterly pointless with everything going on in the world right now. That is really, really meaningless, but that's fun. Now, I think it'd be really cool if. He was shoving them in his eyes. And
oh,
then,
my goodness.
Now you've got something to watch.
Oh. Wow, it's not often that you take the side of
blinding our guests.
This is really lame. But
it's a record.
Some might call it diverting.
I guess. So is that sports?
That is sports.
Okay, thank you very much, Chip.
Hey, Rocky, this is what you farted for.
Keep your eye on Tiger. He might be playing in the Masters starting Thursday, and if he does, it will set records for television viewing in general, maybe. Yeah. Who knows?
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Christy?
Finn will have farts coming up. But right now, a fleet of drones was used to surprise the entire city of Dallas, Texas.
Surprise!
For April Fool's Day, digital content creator Jared Gines teamed up with the Fort Worth-based drone display company Sky Elements to briefly illuminate a giant QR code in the sky above Dallas.
Really?
The 300-strong drone swarm maneuvered to form a QR code that actually worked.
Huh. It's incredibly cool.
If anyone scanned the display, it would take them to the YouTube video for Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up, thereby Rickrolling all of Dallas.
I like it.
Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert
you. You know what? This song doesn't deserve any hate.
No, it's a great song.
I love
it. It's
do
a happy
too.
Song.
Good little pop song.
So
it is a good pop song.
This thing is, we'll link to this video. It's so cool.
Gines wrote on Facebook, "That's right, Dallas. You were witness to the first ever drone Rickroll in history." Quote, "I thought you'd get a kick out of it."
It's just great.
That's fun. I'd like to see it.
Just you look up in the sky and you see all these drones and then... It's the technology is so incredible, and it you'd hold it up to the QR code, and there's a video of some guy doing it, and then all of a sudden he gets Rickrolled. He goes, "Oh God, is that the future?"
Maybe, and this may be the future of fireworks displays. You'll have these drone displays as opposed to fireworks.
Oh, there you go.
Wow,
how about that?
Less harm to people manufacturing them.
Yeah, bad news for two-finger Tonys.
Yeah, oh, I know, yeah. Although, trust me, there'll always be dirtbags like me who insist on the actual fire.
Oh, yeah, me too. I'm going old school.
You're going across state lines.
I mean, this thing, honestly, it looks like the beginning of a science fiction movie.
These drones are incredible.
You look up in the sky. Oh my God! Are the aliens sending us a message? You really have to see it. It's once again drones, and they form a QR code, and it actually works.
That's crazy that it actually works.
Yeah, it's so cool. And I think we all learned something during the Super Bowl,
which was
they had the QR code commercial.
Yeah, that was weird.
QR code.
You thought it was. Really good.
I thought it was great.
I thought it was awful. I go, what's the point of this?
Me too.
The point is it gets thousands of people off their ass for a second to check out what's on TV.
Is it just me, or did QR codes like come out and then they kind of went away and now they're like more popular than
ever?
They
were helped by COVID for sure.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep.
The menu. Maybe,
the
menus became.
COVID menu thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
And I would like to go on record as saying.
You never use a menu.
Well, yeah, I don't like using menus. I read enough at work. I'm tired of reading. I'd like to ask my friendly server what's good. But I would like to see photographs of the food, even at high-end restaurants.
Always, yeah.
Do you ever do this thing? You go to some fancy place, and they've got tablecloths and silverware, and you're doing this thing where you're looking over at other people. What's that one? I want that.
Boy, you know what people love when they go out to a restaurant? It's people pointing at their food.
I know.
Craning their neck.
That's why I'm saying.
You're a menace. Your father's a menace. He needs to stay home.
Just read the menu. You're bothering servers.
Yes.
You're making them tell
you
what
they like. No, but you can't tell what's what.
Well, I think you know a difference between a duck and a steak.
Oh, I love this duck.
So who's talking, the duck or the steak? Now, the bartender says what?
I wanted to show you the
we
steak.
We don't serve
been,
ducks here? Yeah.
The steak I've been banging. No, that's not it. If it walks like a duck, talks like a duck.
Oh, you know where we go on Sunday mornings a lot.
Oh, God.
I know where you and the girls go on Sunday mornings a lot.
You were invited. You're invited every Sunday if you just
what
get
about
up.
This Sunday?
If you just
did
get
you
up.
Invite a Willis in Chicago?
Calling someone is how you start an invitation. You're aware of that, right? There's not just invisible invitations.
No, there's at the guy at the next table. I just said to him, hey, what's that?
You got to stop bothering people.
Stop
Did you
it.
Go by nobody, yourself Sunday?
Nobody no. wants to talk to you.
No, he was great. It turned out, and then I said, how come you've got two cell phones?
Because I'm cheating on my wife.
Yeah.
You want to leave me alone?
You're bothering drug dealers.
Editor's note, Josh just said,
cheating.
Cheating.
Yes.
Oh. It sounded like you were Chuck Berrying here.
No, it didn't.
Sorry.
Yeah, it did.
I'll have Dean go back and get the evidence.
It kind of did.
You know, the guy at the next table.
So why did he have two phones? Was he a doctor or something?
God. No, we were kind of... We were talking about Wordle. The game Wordle, which...
Poor bastard.
To.
He just goes and wants to have a nice
And then I said,
breakfast.
The guy had two iPhones stacked on top of one. I said, you've got two phones.
Duh.
Yeah, it's none of your business, pal.
He was a friendly gent. And then I just jokingly, he said, oh, yeah, one of them's at work. And I said, you must have a really serious job. And then his wife went, yeah.
Boy.
So I'm guessing he's like a brain surgeon on call.
So when she said, yeah, you didn't take that as leave us alone?
No. Then she tried to hit on me. That's all I'm saying.
Oh.
Wait, did you go alone on Sunday?
That's a lie. No, she was very friendly.
Did you go alone on
very
Sunday?
Friendly.
No.
Of course not. He's never. Have you ever eaten alone in a restaurant?
He's alone a lot.
Yeah, I eat alone.
Do you?
Sure. I've got like places I go.
I eat alone.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever seen that? I managed to see him at a sushi place all by himself.
Really?
I go there all the time.
Yep.
Oh, was that the time when you were eating there with Jess and he didn't notice you guys at all?
Yeah. Didn't see us at all. Not even.
Well, the restaurant's L-shaped,
blink.
And I always go in the closed part at the bottom of the L, so nobody sees me.
Don't do that.
You go there because Kelly doesn't like it there at that one sushi place.
Yeah,
that's right. I have to go there by myself. She won't eat there. I guarantee I could get sushi from the place she likes. That is the Japanese word for 3-hour wait. And you know what I'm talking about, Christy?
I know what you're talking
about. Yeah.
And yet you'll stand in line for an hour to get into the other restaurant.
Why don't you just tell her you're going there and pick it up from the other one?
That's what Tom's suggesting, I think.
She wouldn't
know.
I bet she knows.
Oh, she'd know.
She would know.
Yeah.
She would 100% know. There's a difference in quality.
But Chick, you raise a good point. Why would I complain about waiting 3 hours for sushi when I'd go to the other place to wait in line?
Right.
That's a very fair point. And I would, I don't know.
No, it's not necessarily.
You hear what happened to me at the Mexican place over here?
No.
I went in and they have pictures on their menu.
Right.
And I looked at the guy and I said, ooh, that looks, I'll have that. I pointed at the picture and he goes, oh, yeah, that's good. We don't have that.
Well, you pointed to a picture of the hot woman who was serving the food.
That's justifiable, yeah.
Oh, so you were, I know which Mexican restaurant you're going to. That woman is hot.
Oh, dude. She is, like, what are you doing serving hot?
She's J-Lo hot.
She will be discovered.
Yes.
By
Josh,
me.
Josh kept...
And then the police will discover her.
Oh, he would come over and not say anything, and Josh would just start giggling. It would be...
Wait, which place? The soup place, Josh?
No.
Oh.
Down
no.
the road.
Yeah.
What about Mexican? What about that word made you think it was the soup place?
No. He means the Mexican restaurant.
Laja has a delicious Mexican soup.
They have a wonderful chicken soup. They put that avocado on top.
That's what we die for.
He is you!
To die for.
Yeah. Velvet is.
I call the Mexican place the soup place, and no one knows what I'm talking about.
That's all I get there.
I don't understand.
Soup and a candy bar. You know me.
What the hell?
Now, did you know this, Josh? I bet you know this. You've traveled extensively in Asia. You lived in South Korea for quite a while.
Oh, I'm very worldly.
You have had conjugal visits from a variety of
biography needed.
Women of Asian whore heritage. Not whore heritage.
What is going on in your brain?
You said whore heritage. That's what you just said.
The point is...
Not my dad.
Now, in Japan, they will have a sculpture, if you will, of the food inside.
Yeah.
Very realistic looking.
Made of plastic. That's an art form.
Yeah, it is.
So it's...
I've chipped a tooth or two.
Yeah, as the belt came by, you thought it was a real one?
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
I know.
I think that'd be really cool to take here in the States. They come by with a cart and it's got perfect models of all the food on it.
Well, you ever watch the show Is It Cake?
Yeah, that's the one where they make the food. They make the cake that looks like...
But like a real thing, and you have to decide whether it's real or if it's a cake?
Mm. I'm more of a... let's just eat the cake and...
What was the unfortunate episode of Is It Cake that you saw, Tom?
I forget.
I believe your words were, nope, sorry, that's a real baby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right after they cut I forgot about that. Thank God they just cut off the kid's foot.
Wow, unfortunate. That filling looks realistic.
Okay, now, Josh, here is what occurred on the air just a few minutes ago.
Oh.
I want you to listen carefully to what you said. I believe you were trying to say cheating.
Yeah. You're going to repeat it.
Here's what happened. 3, 2... And then I said, how come you've got two cell phones?
Because I'm cheating on my wife.
Yeah.
You want to leave me alone?
Okay. You're bothering drug dealers.
You heard the cha?
I heard, both. You can hear both. You can hear what you want to hear.
Okay, very good. Two different things, obviously.
Yeah, it's like Green Needle or whatever.
Or maybe he's doing it to the girlfriend because the wife will let him do it. So
I love that you just ask questions to people. What is that? What are your two phones? Too.
How does that start?
Why are you sawing at your wrist with a butter knife?
You just sat down and looked over at the guy and said, what are you eating?
I said, what is that thing?
What was it?
It was some really exotic. This place has really exotic, cool food.
Have you ever said to a server, I'll have what they're having? And like pointed to a table?
Sure, absolutely.
Oh.
But trying to make the transition in your mind between this elaborate description of the food and what it looks like can be rough.
Yeah, I also like pictures on menus.
You know what? If they sent you to hang around the Kremlin and hang out with Putin, the Ukraine, it'd be over in 20 minutes. He would run screaming from the paddle. Everything would be done.
Tom's way friendlier in the wild than you think.
Good Lord.
Talks to everybody.
Yeah, he is very friendly.
He talks to everybody.
Stop it. People don't want to talk to you.
You talk to strangers.
We had a nice friendly discussion.
Don't talk to us.
That is a quandary, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's
okay. I'll try right now. What's in your coffee cup, Josh?
I've got, it's empty.
I can tell you what's in Christie's coffee.
Great conversation.
Thanks for the assist.
Oh my.
You know what he asked?
And he asked a scintillating question.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what's in your coffee?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.